This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today's health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness, and
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
the suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, if you've got infection, this is your hour. The Robert Scott Bell Show has the cures. Yes, he said it. Why do I say that? Because I'm not allowed to. Well, they'd like to say I'm not allowed to because, well, actually I am. You know, this is a free speech zone. And like Michael Badnarik used to say, you know, when they said, the free speech zone's over there. He says, no, wherever I'm standing, sitting, kneeling is a free speech zone. Now, our federal government in the United States of America, our bureaucratic oligarchy, as Jonathan coined that and focused on that, and the rise of tyranny, will say that if you sell a product or offer a service that can be claimed to mitigate, cure, heal, relieve, prevent disease, then you no longer have freedom of speech. Like, freedom of speech magically transforms into, no, you can't say that because you have something that does something that the Fear and Death Administration says can't be done without their approval. All right, Thomas Jefferson, where are you? George Washington, where are you? The Founding Fathers, where are you in this? One of the signers to the Declaration of Independence, physician to George Washington, was supposedly had said, I don't know if the quote is exact, that unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, a time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship, restricting the art of healing to one class of men and deny equal access, privilege, right, whatever you want to say, to all others. That is un-American and despotic. And we live in an un-American, despotic country right now when it comes to healing. Yesterday, I was, by the way, welcome everybody, second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. I am in Dallas for the IAACN event, a nutritional, clinical nutritional event. I'll be speaking tomorrow, a CME event. That means continuing education, continuing medical education, things like that. I'll be presenting with a PhD researcher in silver nanotechnology. And the topic of the whole event is about infectious disease. It's about how are we going to deal with all this stuff nutritionally, clinically nutritionally. And I'm going to get into that this hour. Super Don grabbed a bunch of stories that roll right into this. Very, very important stuff. And as I, you know, I've been traveling around the country, as I said, I was just yesterday in Indiana, or today I was in Indiana, but yesterday we were live at the Trinity School of Natural Health. You got a lot of great people learning how to do naturopathy, traditional naturopathy. And the controversy, of course, is if you come out with an ND or, you know, they change the designation that, oh my gosh, you can't be a doctor. You didn't go through medical school. Well, they've hijacked the term doctor from its Latin roots and origin definition. Doctor is a teacher, a healer, someone who helps you to heal yourself, teaches you how to heal yourself, doesn't heal you. But the idea of a doctor is like they voodooed the name. And now if they say doctor, it's like, oh, my gosh, we have to worship and bow down. It's like, I don't want that. A real healer could not care less about that. Just call me Robert. Call me RSB. Call me Scotty. Whatever. But I know a lot of people insist on saying, you're a doctor, right? I don't care about that. And I don't want you to care about it either, for yourself or anybody else. Find out who they are by who they are, by what they do. And it isn't about ego. It's about what they can teach you, how they can help you to heal yourself. So, yeah, the great controversy is that there are a lot of people learning traditional naturopathy. And it's upsetting some in the medical naturopathy side of things. Oh, we don't want you to use that. And our federal government saying, oh, you can't say that. And so we're dealing with a restriction on speech in America when it comes to health and healing, more than any other area of our lives in America. Yes, there's a lot of freedom. I'm an American. I love this country, what it stands for, the origins. But I will say we are failing miserably when it comes to the freedom to speak truthfully, honestly, openly, without concern or fear for government repercussion, based on the fact that you, doctor or non-doctor out there, can help somebody overcome cancer or any other disease without FDA-approved medication. I know, it's stunning. It's stunning. So with that, Super Don, I'll turn the rest of the hour over to you. That's all I've got left.
Okay.
I haven't eaten today.
All right.
I'm just on alkaline minerals.
For the next 48 minutes, it's all me,
yes.
Huh?
All you, baby.
No. But, you know, not to go off on a tangent, but, you know, as I was, we were getting ready to go to the next hour here, just to maybe go into, like, a little bit of a music news here.
Okay.
If you don't mind, I'll pull a Chris Barr here and suddenly go into music.
He does music, yeah.
Dude, did you know that Steve Perry came out with a new album?
I had heard a rumor that he was working on it, but is it out? Is it available?
Yeah, well, I think you can pre-order it, but I had no idea.
Have you heard any clips?
I have, yeah. He's got some singles that are out there, and it's about 90% of his voice. Apparently, it kind of sounds like it's come back.
Okay.
You know, he had some throat stuff going on for a long time. There was a lot of other issues and stuff that were happening. But Steve Perry, man, I mean, that's like, I think, super awesome.
I wonder if he had any infections, throat infections at the time. Do you remember some of the controversy around what was going on?
I forget. You know, he had some injury or some sort. I can't. It's been so long. I gave up on Journey a long time ago after he left and they tried to continue. But, I don't know whether it was. I don't think it was an infection. I think it was an injury of some sort from singing or something.
Inflammation of the vocal cords, so.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just kind of jazzed about that whole thing. So, anyway, this story that I pulled for the opening segment here, I like the way they call unseen infections. What's an unseen infection?
I mean, I guess unless you're spitting up green goo, they say it's unseen.
You just don't know it's there, I guess? Or?
Yeah, no, I think they are. So, we call them subclinical infections. They're present, but you know, they're not manifesting as massive symptoms, but they are impacting metabolic functions. But, you know, as I read this article, barely, right, folks, you got to give me a little leeway today. I, you know, literally flew in, I'm not figuratively, flew in from Chicago via Indiana and in Dallas through traffic, made it to the, and here we are. It's a miracle we're on the air today. But it says children around the world are suffering from unnoticed infections that are stunting their growth and mental development. This is new research from International Coalition of Scientists. Up to 30% of children in low resource countries, they call it, suffer from stunted growth, okay? So they hit inadequate nutrition and diarrhea, long been blamed, but scientists have until now been unable to explain a large percentage of the stunting cases. So now they're saying that it's chronic low-level subclinical infections.
Well, and these are low-resource countries, so I'm assuming you're experiencing a lack of running water and sanitation.
Yeah, clean running water. Pakistan, India, Nepal, Bangladesh, Tanzania, South Africa, Peru, Brazil.
Right.
And they looked at this and they thought they found Shigella, Campylobacter, different things you don't want to pronounce, Giardia, parasite, right?
Yeah.
And 95% of them tested positive for at least one pathogen. So what is it that they're proposing here? Right. They acknowledge that infections play a role in stunting growth. But it begs the question, and you brought it up already, the answer. It's like, why aren't they, once again, focusing on clean water, sanitation, sewage, hygiene, nutrition, which they acknowledge poor nutrition, I mean, could the infectious agents be blocking absorption of nutrients? Certainly. The imbalanced microbiome could result in that. But I ask you, as they identify this, and the Shigella, and you talked to me off the air about the fact that you suffered with Shigella, and you were just sick as a dog.
Oh, man.
That, yeah. Not fun.
Dude, but, that was the, I mean, I swear, the worst. And you know me, I normally don't get sick. I mean, it happens once every couple of years, something will kind of knock me down for a week or two.
Yeah.
But that Shigella, man, I mean, that was just like, I don't even know how to describe it. It was just the worst thing I've ever experienced in my entire life. I could not stand up. It was just so bad.
Interestingly enough, though, in these cases, they're not describing Shigella like you experienced it. They still say subclinical, right?
Right.
So one of their focal points, as you know, you guessed it, is vaccination. They're like, hey, we can develop a Shigella vaccine.
Well, yeah. Dude, how many times have we talked about, you got Bill Gates, right? Bill Gates is like, we're going to go and help all of the poor people, starving people, in these third world countries, let's get on planes and we'll fly out there. You know, and the people are walking up the plane going, hey, I haven't eaten in 3 weeks. Can I have something? And what do they hand them?
Yeah.
A vaccine.
Right.
It's like.
And if it's not that, Super Don, it's like, say, they're conducting experiments, clinical trials in Tanzania right now to determine if treating these asymptomatic infections, that means they're not really symptomatic other than they see later on, oh my gosh, these were infections present, they didn't grow well. They're saying, can we treat them without significantly increasing antibiotic resistance? Now, let me ask.
How would you do that, Robert?
If you use antibiotics, you're going to increase antibiotic resistance. There's just like I said, they're asking to do something that is impossible, right? But you know, so what would we do? This is why I'm here to lecture with Dr. Rob McCuspey tomorrow in Dallas, because we already have the answer. If you're dealing with subclinical or full-on Shigella, silver, the ion of silver, the active state of silver, cares not what you call the infection. If you can deliver it systemically, as well as to the area in need, the point of foci, you will destroy the infectious agent without harming surrounding healthy biological tissue that you need for good functioning. And even at 2,000 times the reference dose, you will not disrupt the gut ecology biodiversity. Yeah, even at 2,000 times the reference dose for silver intake, you will not disrupt gut ecology biodiversity. Now, one dose of an antibiotic can result in devastating imbalances to biodiversity, resulting in opportunistic infections and, of course, resistance for the next round of antibiotics. Folks, we got a whole hour of infectious disease discussion and a question of the day related to fungal infections coming up as well.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, rocking the health world from Dallas, Texas today. I think Plano is technically where we are. It's Plano, Dallas.
Plano, Dallas, huh?
It's just Plano, Dallas. I don't know. That's where we are. We're at the IAACN conference. Nutritionists and doctors alike coming together to learn about other options and strategies to deal with infectious disease, immune challenges. And I'm going to do a non-branded lecture, because anytime you do a CE or CME lecture, it can't be branded. In other words, you can't focus on one brand. Oh. So I get to talk more about the science of it. And Dr. Rob McCusby is going to set out the table beautifully for me before lunch. And after lunch tomorrow, I come in and I talk clinically. How do we put this knowledge to work, right? What can we do once we understand what it is and how safe it is? So we're dealing with dunderheaded doctors about the unseen infections. They're still promoting vaccines and antibiotics, all the while inducing more resistance, more devastation to the immune system. And, you know, they acknowledge it's insane. And they don't say it's insane, but it's doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. You tell me what other definition it leads to, or what word it leads to. Doctors, scientists are now fighting superbugs that could kill millions. Once again, doctor, you are responsible for this, because you have basically embraced the pharmaceutical church, the medical monopoly, Flexner Report schools that teach only petrochemical medicines, patent medicines. And these medicines, pharmaceuticals, include the antibiotic categories, of which there are many, all forms of chemotherapy, by the way, are the reason that we have superbugs. Now, the good news is the superbugs, and you won't hear this in many places, but the superbugs are not super because they're super strong like Superman or a supervillain. They just happen to have adapted through genetic expression, epigenetics. They change certain genes, express new genes, that they now can eat the antibiotics that used to kill them. They can now eat them for lunch and go, that was a tasty snack. And then they'll eat you along the way. Because you've actually devastated the immune system by use of chemotherapy antibiotics. And so you're weaker, more vulnerable, more susceptible. And then they throw more antibiotics at it because that's all they got. They don't clean up the water, right? Even if it's chlorinated, which you think, well, that's good because it kills the bacteria. True, but at least filter out the chlorine if you're going to do that. And then, of course, you got the rise of resistance. So now we have a secondary story here, Super Don put for this hour. Doctor, scientists fight superbugs that can kill millions. So how are they going to fight them? Super Don, I ask you. They've already acknowledged that they're going to try and treat subclinical infections, and they just wonder, maybe we can do it without more resistance being developed. The very thing that they're complaining about right here.
Well, okay, so initially, you know, because listen, the superbugs are nothing new. I can remember back. Listen, we've been doing this show for so long together. I can remember when they first came out with the word superbug, and the media was having fun with it. Everybody loved superbugs.
Yeah,
I think we've even got some kind of imaging surrounding that. But in any case, initially for many years, and we've. You know, pulled our hair out over this whole thing because they constantly just keep saying, well, we need new antibiotics. We need more powerful antibiotics. And it's like, come on, you guys. You guys are doctors and scientists and stuff. It doesn't take a scientist to realize that if antibiotics create superbugs, that if you get more powerful antibiotics, that's going to lead to more powerful superbugs. It's just kind of like, you know, hello, can we not put two and two together on this?
This is why I say doctors are very programmable. They're like Pavlovian dogs.
It's very two-dimensional thinking, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
We'll just make more powerful antibiotics.
Yeah.
And of course, you end up killing the patient, which antibiotics can do that right now.
So what they're looking at now is they are trying to come up with new and exciting ways scientifically to try and, figure out how to turn off certain, genes and the DNA of the bugs and the stuff and like that. When in reality, couldn't they just be wiping a lot of this stuff out with something like silver?
Yeah, once again, we come back to that. And Armada is the name of this project. The idea of now we're going to get into genetically engineering the bugs, right? This is insane as well, because it's man playing God. Man is not smart enough to figure this thing out unless he observes nature. She observes nature and applies what nature provides. And that includes the fact that in however many years you think the earth has been here and the microbes have been here and the minerals have been here, how have we survived? Silver has been one of those substances that is like the dividing line between the lower life forms and the higher life forms. And utilized appropriately and safely, it even combats the multi-drug resistance antibiotic strains of bacteria. Strains of antibiotic resistant bacteria. That's what I said. All right, back after this. Polio? Oh, man.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump hosted Kanye West and Jim Brown for a meeting and then lunch at the White House today.
The president said Kanye has been a friend of mine for a long time. West took the opportunity to talk about stop and frisk.
The thing that head of the police and Mike Sachs met with me last night at the Soho House about was we feel that stop and frisk does not help the relationships in the city. And everyone that knew I was coming here said, ask about stop and frisk. That's the number one thing that we're having this conversation about.
The cleanup in the panhandle of Florida continues after Hurricane Michael. Republican Governor Rick Scott said things will never be the same.
This monstrous storm has devastated our Gulf Coast and our panhandle. So many lives have been changed forever. So many families have lost everything. Homes are gone. Businesses are gone.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you want to eat some organic food? Yes, I do. Well, we'll figure it out after the show. But for now, we've got a couple more segments here on the Thursday edition. For those of you listening live, it is a show from Plano, Texas, Dallas, Texas. There's an international nutritional conference going on. Next week, we'll be in Orlando for the International Holistic Iridology Integrative. I can't remember how to say it all. There's a lot of words. But I'm going to be presenting there as well, and I hope to see all of my friends in Orlando for that. And then we've got another event coming up afterwards. I think it's the 24th. It's hard to – you look on the website as far as the dates. I don't have it in front of me. But I'll be at Peggy's Health Foods in Stuart, Florida, I think next Tuesday or a week from Tuesday.
That would be October 23rd, Tuesday.
Thank you. Tuesday the 23rd. Mm-hmm. And then the 24th, I'll be at Coral Springs, Florida at Toonies. And this is after the International Iridology Integrative Everything with Dr. David J. Pasek and crew in Orlando, Florida. So we got some upcoming events. So hello to all of my Texas peeps. I'm in your neighborhood. Now, more cases of rare polio-like illness are popping up around the United States. We've been covering this the moment we saw it coming out. And, of course, our immediate suspicion are vaccinations. Because we know that one of the side effects that are direct effects, the untoward, the ones they don't like, they call them side effects, of vaccination, many different, maybe all of them, include neurological issues, manifestations. Polio or polio-like paralysis or illness is something that was even caused by the polio vaccine. We've discussed it in terms of the Gardasil vaccine, creating polio-like symptoms, paralytic, acute flaccid myelitis, or acute flaccid paralysis. These are things caused by the vaccines, what is in them, how they're interacting with the body, the microbiome, the brain, the nervous system. None of these articles that we have seen thus far in the mainstream media, this one's coming through Live Science, unless this one has, and I haven't read through it to the end, Super Don, let me know, has even broached the subject that could this be a hot lot of a vaccine? Even that. I mean, they're not going to say all vaccines. They'll say there was a hot lot. Something snuck through. Are they even referencing that as a potential, Super Don, as far as the cause of these mysterious polio-like manifestations?
In this particular article, the word vaccine does not exist.
Does not show up
at all. No.
So
what they're blaming this on is they think it may be caused, and it coincided with this national outbreak of the enterovirus.
Yes, but where are they getting the enterovirus, and why are they doing this? Because most enteroviruses won't even give you a sniffle.
Right.
So it isn't so much the virus as it is the host. What are they doing to destroy the host, to damage the host, to weaken the host? Antibiotics, vaccinations, glyphosate, additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, right? Heavy metals. You follow the law of the terrain yet? Anybody? Not in the mainstream media, they don't get it. Not in the federal government, they don't get it. Not in your local state health or public health departments, they don't get it. But if you get a vaccine, you're likely going to get it the hard way. I don't want to have you parents have to wake up and learn this lesson the hard way. Too many of you are still succumbing to the lies and deceit and the deception, the forceful obfuscation at the very least, about the dangers of vaccination, the dangers of injecting, of violating 1,000 million layers of the immune system, whatever you want to, what number you want to throw out there. And we're just going to pierce the skin and inject it. Or we'll have you inhale and sniff a live virus. Right? This is what they do. And then they claim that we're somehow against your immune system. How dare you speak out against vaccines? Listen, how dare you lie about vaccines to prey on the weak and vulnerable who don't know better yet? Now, you're a listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You probably know better by now. But my gosh, look at this. Another outbreak of polio-like paralysis-type symptoms. And not once would they even bring the term vaccination into the discussion. What does that tell you? Find out who or what you can't criticize, and you know who or what is trying to control you, harm you, maybe even kill you. And I know it's harsh to say, but it's much more harsh to receive, to be the recipient of what's in that syringe and what is manifesting in these children. Acute flaccid myelitis. We had, was it Michelle on last week, didn't we? Our nurse friend from Ohio. She was talking at length and great depth and detail about this issue.
And it came up on our radar because of the number of cases that were in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And earlier today, it was brought to my attention that there were some cases going on in Washington State. And so it's kind of like, okay, Minnesota, Washington. And then I found this article here that I sent you. I had no idea. But, I mean, we got cases showing up in 16 different states now, which is kind of weird. Right. It wasn't like just a cluster in one area. That was interesting.
Yeah.
When you've got it showing up in 16 states, now it's kind of like, what's going on here?
Now, who's going to sleuth it out? Who's going to play Sherlock Holmes and say, hey, what vaccines were they given? Where were they made? What were the lot numbers? Right? Mm-hmm. What other treatments had they undergone medically or otherwise? No, they're going to blame the enterovirus. Because the enterovirus can be made to sound scary. Because people know viruses are bad. They're evil, right? They will kill you. Ebola. Polio, which is not one virus. But the enterovirus argument may have legitimacy, except that it negates the important discussion of how did it get there? And even prior to that, what was the health of these children before it was injected or exposure by any other means or mechanism? But that can't be discussed because the mere discussion of it will raise questions about how allopathic medical monopoly, the pharmaceutical church, addresses immunity by damaging or outright destroying the immune system, by intoxicating the liver, the kidneys, the brain, the nervous system with substances you wouldn't put in a baby's bottle. Therefore, you cannot bring it up. Any discussion of it will be met with shouts, will shout you down. Or the term, as the CIA coined it, phrased it, conspiracy theorist. There's no theory about this. The enterovirus doesn't really do much to anybody unless they are already weakened and sickened and debilitated. Their immune system has been compromised by what? Modern medicine. Big food. Glyphosate-containing, GMO-containing, Roundup-ready-containing food or food products or foodstuffs. The secondary article is interesting. And now, again, Super Don, you're going to have to help me go through this because I haven't had an opportunity to read it thoroughly. Being the way we started today's show is a miracle. Thousands of young U.S. children get no vaccine. No vaccine. Survey finds. Now, of course, it was always thousands. This is not even new news. Thousands. Of course, if I'm one of these families, and we have a number of families that listen to the show that do not vaccinate, and others that read Natural News or follow Green Med Info or listen to Sherry Tenpenny, you know, any number of those who have seen the truth about vaccines, who have listened to our good buddy, not a doc, Chris Barr, have woken and said, you know what, no more for us. But that's still only thousands. I don't know. Is it hundreds of thousands? Is it millions? I doubt it. Are we finding out anything more about these numbers that they didn't know prior to this? Are they claiming?
Well, more? The estimation on this article here.
Yeah.
U.S. children that get no vaccines, 100,000 is the estimation that they're throwing out there.
In a nation of 320 million plus.
Now, I've seen, it depends on what article. Now, if we go over to the Washington Post,
okay,
they cover the same story. They are saying here that that number apparently is quadrupled in comparison to 2001. So the number of children who are not receiving vaccines has quadrupled
since
2001 to 100,000. Yes.
So I didn't know they knew 25,000 in 2001, now to 100,000. I mean,
yes.
How accurate is it? Because CDC, of course, they claim, they make stuff up, and they claim 80,000 people died of flu or complications from flu. But a separate CDC study found the overall vaccination rates for older kindergarten-age children continue to hold steady, with about 95% fully vaccinated. So what's the panic here? 95%? Isn't that enough for your phony herd immunity? I mean, have I missed the memo here? Did it go up to 99? Did it go up to 100%? Considering that vaccines don't work, certainly don't work 100% of the time, not even close, but they don't do what they claim to do. Vaccination is not immunization, folks. Then the herd immunity is a complete scam as well, as we know. So what is the number? I'm not going to be happy until all kids are not vaccinated. Unless they utilize an appropriate way of sensitizing the immune system, not only by strengthening it from within through probiotics, right, eating well, but the use of homeoprophylaxis, nozotes, which will not cause disease. But, you know, that might be a bit too much to ask. I know I'm a little bit idealistic in this regard, but I just can't find the scientific basis, much less the emotional rationale, which all it is. We'll like frighten you into doing this. But the whole basis for vaccination to prevent disease that might not even be a good idea to prevent.
Yeah. Now, if we took these two stories, that we've just discussed, and we tried to find a way to bridge those two together.
Yeah.
One might say, wouldn't it be interesting
if
we were able to take a look at those kids that who have not been vaccinated, and how many of those kids might be among the 38 cases of the polio-like symptoms that have been reported in 16 states. Huh?
I like the way you think, Super Don. It is so scientific, so Sherlock Holmesian. I mean, you ask the right question. That, my friend, is the right question. Let's look at that. Just like the concept or context of saying, hey, let's just look at the general health outcomes of children who are fully vaccinated, partially vaccinated, or not vaccinated at all. And self-reporting from parents, it's extraordinary. We've done this through the survey that even Dr. Batar put out there, the VanVCD website, vanvcd.com. And overall, these kids that are not vaccinated or least vaccinated are much healthier, much lower incidences of chronic disease, acute, repetitive, acute infections as well. So what are we talking about here? Vaccinating people into a dependence upon pharmaceutical intervention. It is the most brilliant and evil business model you could ever imagine. Get the government to enforce it, pretend that it's required, and then you've got customers for life dependent upon interventions that were caused, or the perceived need for them, caused by the very thing that they claimed would prevent disease for your children and made them chronically ill, including neurological degradation, polio-like manifestations, and cancer. We'll be back to wrap it up after this.
What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Rob.
It'd be a whole lot easier to call in travel weary and not do a show, wouldn't it? I mean, well, the things I do to make sure we go live each and every day drive Super Don crazy. Like, just take the day off. Like, I can't. I there's so much to do. By the way, I got word from my wife. We're up to 1,280 guests. And that's just counting each guest one time. That's one time. I'm not, you know, obviously people have come on multiple times, but it doesn't count them more than once. So over the years doing this show, I have interviewed 1,280 different people. Or, you know, some of those are include, like, Ty Bollinger, who, you know, obviously is on a lot. You know, that kind of thing. But, you know, I got a lot to ask. I got a lot to say. And there's a lot more to do. And, you know, each and every day you bring up stories like we just covered in the or this whole hour on infectious disease. Fascinating to me. And how dunderheaded the doctors are on this. And I'm not saying as an individual that you find doctors that are smart and that see through this. We have them on the show, right? But as a group, if you will, it's collectivism, it's insanity. They've lost their minds. And they're creating the very problem. They go, oh, we can figure out how to fix it. With the same consciousness that created it? I don't think so. I don't think so. So with that, do the question of the day theme, Super Don. How does it go?
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Right? Okay, we got it. Consider it played. Question of the day. It's coming from Claudia. Claudia. I don't know. It could be Claudia. Or it could be Claudia.
Yes.
Hi, I use colloidal silver since learning about it on your show. I'm wondering if you're familiar with fungal infections in the lungs and any reason not to nebulize with silver for that. Thank you. Well, Claudia, silver has a broad spectrum activity. Fungal infections are vulnerable to the active state of silver, the ion. And so nebulizing it into the lungs is a great idea. I would say absolutely. In fact, you know, here's a classic example of some stories I've told over the years, like going to medical conferences, meeting doctors, many of them, teaching them about silver, and handing them a bottle. And particularly if they're an ear, nose, and throat specialist. This is the funny thing, because it seems like every ENT has a fungal infection in their sinuses. I'm telling you.
I give them a bottle of the silver hydrosol. I say, go squirt it up your nose. If it stings, there's a bacterial issue. But just go do it as many times as you want. In the next hour, come back and talk to me. And time after time, they come back and they're like, what's in here? You said this was silver and water. I don't believe you. Why? Why don't you believe me? Because I can breathe. I've been spraying this stuff in my nose for the last hour, and I can breathe. I was like, well, that's what it's supposed to do. But no, there has to be a drug in here. Nothing does that but drugs. I'm like, no, it's not. It's silver. It's the iron. These are the properties it has, including to neutralize fungal species. Now, copper also can neutralize fungal species. You got to be more careful with copper than silver in terms of, a top-end amount that can create problems. But in a colloidal or hydrosol state, copper can be used safely. Certainly in a homeopathic state, cuprum. But in terms of measurable colloidal or hydrosol state, yeah, copper can be another adjunct. You can use melaleuca. You can use oil of oregano. But these things, you've got to be, they're much more harsh and aggressive in terms of tissue damage potential. Although melaleuca is pretty good about not harming you, but oil of oregano or any essential oil can burn skin, can burn tissue. Silver, unless it's in silver nitrate form, is not going to burn tissue. So the silver ions, the hydrosol form, utilizing it locally.
Unless you're a vampire, then you might have some trouble.
Yes. If you have lupus, it will also be a problem, the wolf disease. But, no, silver plays a vital role there. There are homeopathic remedies that can address it. I'd urge you to look more into that. Dr. King has some formulas, and, again, we support Dr. King and King Bio, what they're doing, trying to defend against unwarranted attacks by the Fear and Death Administration demands.
Which they're not letting up on either. I'm still seeing articles popping up.
Yeah.
In fact, there were a couple of them this morning.
I wrote an article for the American Chiropractic Magazine on this subject. I don't know, maybe next month it'll come out, but we'll let you know when it comes out. Folks, your friendly neighborhood chiropractor should also use homeopathy. Please encourage them. The energy of it is completely symbiotic with chiropractic adjustment. All right, hey, we made it. Super Don, I made it. Crazy show today. Yay. I don't know how I got here. The wildest show. Waking up in Indiana, going through Chicago, ended up in Dallas, crossed traffic to Plano in the hotel, and we did a live
show.
Should
broadcast. Have took a left at Albuquerque. Isn't that what Bugs Bunny say? Right?
Yeah, we would have never made it if we had done that, though, Super D. Thank you, Eric, on the board. Thank you to Jonathan Emore. Thank you all. Please share this show with everybody you can, and go watch The Truth About Cancer Global Quest airing third episode right after the show, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.